Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Allie Finkel, who's marketing manager with Shaw Hard Surface. And we're at Neocon 2012 on the 8th floor in Shaw's Hard Surface space. Allie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you for having us today.
Sure. Congratulations. You've won a Neocon Gold for a resilient product called Quiet Cover. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
This product is a floating luxury vinyl plank. We call it Quiet Cover because it also features a silencing layer inside. Makes it great for high-rise type projects where you're worried about sound transfer from a floor above. And also, it's got the instep locking system, which for us is a four-sided profile that fits all of the joints together so you can float right over concrete and not have to glue down to the concrete slab.
Now, this advantage of having this floating system not only helps with speed of installation, but it also helps with some of these moisture issues that you can run into, right?
Absolutely. We talk to so many contractors and specifiers who are dealing with concrete slabs that have a really high level of moisture content. Maybe the slab's not quite cured yet and they're on a really tight time frame. So for Quiet Cover, we can install any slab up to 10 pounds of moisture and calcium chloride and also up to 95% RH. So you can save a tremendous amount of time and money by not having to do some of that moisture mitigation into the concrete slab.
All right, so this is the first time that Shaw Hard Surface has been down here on the 8th floor, actually at Neocon in a separate space. And so I'm sure when the judges tell you that they've looked at all these products and they're picking this as the gold, they probably tell you a little bit about why they picked it. What were their comments?
I think a lot of it is just centered around the solution. The product is beautiful. It's in the right colors. They're appropriate designs for the segments that we're focusing on, which would be retail, and then also some of the contract residential with assisted living, multifamily. So I think the design is really beautiful and unique, and that's, you know, always first and foremost, I think. But it's such a practical product and solves so many problems. So having high moisture concrete slabs happens every single day, is always posing issues to our customers, and so I think having that solution built in with the moisture as well as having that silencing layer really just made it a standout.
All right, so talk a little bit about the aesthetics. Obviously, we're just doing audio here, but it comes in a kind of a wood look. Talk a little bit about that.
That's right. We did 14 different colors in various species in a wood look plank. It's a really wide format, which is following some of the residential European-based hardwood trends that are coming on so strong in the market. It's a little over 7 inches wide, so a really nice, beautiful format there, and very long lengths. So you get a much more realistic look than some of the small, choppy luxury vinyl planks that are out there. We also tried to do a nice balance of contemporary colors, a lot of taupe and grays, even kind of a cottonwood white color that we think will be very popular in retail, hospitality, and restaurants. And then also for our multifamily military housing type applications, we wanted to do classic wood visuals and a maple natural. Took some of the pink out of that, which was a common complaint from the designers we spoke with in the process of creating this line. And we have some rustic visuals as well. And one thing we kind of took it the extra step to make sure that the embossing matched and was appropriate to the visual. So instead of doing one embossing texture on a maple and on our rustic hickory, we try to make those coordinate so it's a little more realistic looking. Last part about that is we also, since it's not as much of a healthcare, we went with a micro bevel on the outside of the planks for a true hardwood look.
All right, so now while this product is new for you, the partner that you are working with as far as on the supply side of this has actually had this product out for a while, and so it really does already have somewhat of a performance background, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that's a main priority for us. We really focus with Shaw Hard Surface. It's all about durability and performance in the category as well as looking beautiful. But we really went to a lot of lengths to test this product and make sure that it's working. The track record you referenced in Europe has been just phenomenal in the last 4 or 5 years. So we're the first to bring this out in the U.S. market. Having that edge profile in the end of the planks, not just on the lengths, has been really important for commercial. Keeps you from having that seam separation under the heavy traffic or rolling loads. And then also we've finished it with our ExoGuard quartz enhanced urethane. So it's a 20 mil commercial grade wear layer. And then we also finish it with our exclusive ExoGuard just to take it to the top of performance we could get.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about Shaw's decision to have a separate space here on the 8th floor. I mean, they've got, obviously, Pat Kraft on the 10th floor. You've got Shaw contract. With Shaw contract, mostly soft surface. With Pat Kraft, you've got a little hard surface, soft surface, and then you're down here on the 8th floor. If you would, just what's your strategy there?
I think we're trying to reach different markets in different ways. For Shaw Hard Surface, we will eventually have other product categories like hardwood and potentially porcelain tile in our brand. But we really wanted to make it a separate and distinct space, and we think that's important to have the expertise and the diversity and breadth of product that our specifiers are looking for. And that's why we chose to be on the 8th floor with all of our new resilient products.
All right. Well, let's just talk briefly about you personally. Many people know that you got started with Shaw actually through this acquisition of Anderson. You're the daughter of Don Finkel, and I see you now almost everywhere. You were at the NWFA show doing a great seminar on how to talk the language of designers, and so you're having a lot of fun, aren't you?
It's great, and I think telling my grandfather, who started Anderson, that I'm selling a faux wood product, he'd probably roll over in his grave. But the looks are so much better now, and just this market to have the resilient in the commercial side of the business, which I really love. It's so much more appropriate in a lot of ways for hospital applications, and we're having a great time, and we're building this business. And, you know, our first show at NeoCon, we win a NeoCon Gold Award. You can't get much better than that.
That's right. Congratulations again. Again, we've been talking to Allie Finkel, who's marketing manager with Shaw Hard Surface on the 8th floor at NeoCon 2012, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.